Good morning. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, bringing you Health Works. So today's show, my guest today is Dr. Sean McVeigh. Good morning, Dr. McVeigh.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show again. What we're going to talk about a little bit is, you may have seen it maybe in the news or the newspaper or heard it on the radio. Friday, March 5th is the one-year mark of Wayne County's first COVID patient diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
Do you remember that day, Dr. McVeigh?
Oh, yeah. I remember it very clearly, getting the phone call, that we had our first, case in. It's hard to believe it's been almost a year.
Right.
Because in some ways, all the changes that we've all been faced with is kind of, sometimes it's been a blur, at times. Other times it's kind of dragged on and seems like we've been in this, forever.
Right.
But when we first heard about this, virus that was, affecting the West Coast, we felt it was like similar H1, epidemics in the past that, won't affect us. It's going to be a localized kind of thing. And, it really struck home when we had that phone call of our first positive case. And it happened to actually even be here in Wayne County. We were admitting patients, I think, before our colleagues in Scranton were at that time. And things have just, really gone from there. It's incredible how quickly we responded and how things have been refined and, how well everyone has stepped up and done just an absolutely incredible job here at the hospital and with our community folks, in keeping our friends and neighbors basically safe and,
right.
and doing, the best that we can to treat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what we're planning to do is, on Friday, March 5th at noon, is we're kind of joining together with local houses of worship and ringing bells to, I wouldn't say celebrate, but yes, celebrate some of the milestones mm-hmm. of all the survivors that we have had.
Yeah,
we've had many survivors, but also to remember the ones that we have lost due to COVID, and also to thank all the healthcare workers and everyone in the community that really banded together to make our community a success in helping people, including yourself, Dr. McVeigh, really, because, you are the medical director over the COVID task force, and you've really, been a driving force to kind of put things in order, getting the teams together and bringing individuals and saving people. So thank you for all of that.
Well, thank you. But as I always say, it was a tremendous team effort, and it continues to be a tremendous team effort. And people that I've met so many people along the way, that have done, things, volunteered things, provided, information and helped out. Initially, we were really, stretched for PPE and other, measures, and people in the community stepped up and said, hey, we have, PPE that we use for our construction sites or our decontamination sites. And, everyone kind of stepped in and really helped out and continued to do so, which is just an absolutely incredible.
I remember kind of overseeing the homemade masks at that time because we didn't know where it was going. So, we decided that, when everyone came into the facility, they need to have some sort of face covering. So we received thousands and thousands upon homemade masks.
Which is hard to believe now.
Right.
Because you can't, leave, a store, click off a, a commercial website without being offered some, mask special. Masks now have become almost a fashion accessory. I remember during Christmas time, looking for clothes, and they were matching masks with different outfits, to type accessorize. Almost like, for at least for menswear, it's like, what tie are you going to wear? now it's, what mask are you going to wear to work to match your outfit?
Right. But, looking at the 1 year past and looking forward to the next year, we were talking a little bit about individuals that have survived COVID. And you are seeing some, I wouldn't say issues, but medical problems that we really didn't expect to see. Can you explain that?
So they're kind of calling it these long haulers or symptoms, and really it's just, you know, the term isn't really, you know, a medical term per se, but it's kind of saying that somebody who's holding on to their symptoms or having sort of residual symptoms for a while. You know, anyone who's had a really bad cold or flu can, you know, attest it. You know, it takes days or weeks before they kind of bounce back and feel like themselves again for all the effort that their body put into addressing, you know, their illness. And so we're certainly seeing this with COVID. And, you know, we don't have really good numbers, you know, on this just yet because we're still very, you know, new and into that. But in, what I've seen is an uptick in practice for patients who are having continued symptoms with their respiratory system. So, you know, they're having a persistent cough, they're having persistent chest pain, or persistent shortness of breath, well beyond what they would have expected to be the time course for their COVID symptoms. And we're finding evidence of scarring, we're finding evidence of different types of reactive type of lung disorders in these patients weeks out, even months out from their initial infection. And so, you know, many of these symptoms we can help and address. And so, you know, one of the messages I want to put out there is anyone who's had COVID and is still having symptoms, residual symptoms, to not discount them, you know, have that conversation with your healthcare provider. And see if you would benefit from getting, you know, an appointment with a specialist such as what we do here, if there are lung symptoms that you're still having, to take a look and see if you've developed, you know, something we call post-infectious or post-inflammatory bronchospasm, which is a form of asthma where the airways are still inflamed and recovering from the infection. It's a very recoverable condition, but in some people it can take 4 to 6 months to get rid of that nagging cough, where we can prescribe an inhaler and get you feeling better in a couple of days. And so, you know, we do recommend that. And it's not just the people who were hospitalized with COVID. You may have had a mild condition of COVID and were treated at home, but now you're a month out and you're still having these nagging symptoms. It's certainly worth taking a look at to see, because like I said, we can make people feel better a lot sooner and maybe curtail some of the inflammatory changes that they're having. The other important thing that we should mention is COVID and immunity. You know, we're really seeing a strong push, you know, to get the vaccines and to get vaccinated. And I am a very strong proponent of vaccines, not just COVID, but all vaccines. I mean, you know, we live to the, you know, and enjoy old age, you know, in our society nowadays because of vaccinations and childhood vaccinations. And so that's a proven track record there. But, you know, unlike some other infections that we can get, you know, COVID doesn't seem to have a long-term immunity. And so we believe that, you know, 4 to 6 months after you recovered from COVID, you may be, in fact, susceptible to getting COVID again. And so just because having had COVID doesn't make you immune to not getting it. And if you fall into those categories and it's time for your category to get vaccinated, we would recommend that you do get vaccinated. There's been some misleading information or just some presumptions made in, you know, social media about we're recommending if you've had COVID not to get vaccinated within 90 days. The reason is not because we feel you'll have some serious reaction to the vaccine in that time frame. It's just that we know in those first 90 days of having had COVID, you are immune, and so you're not at risk. And really, because we're still at the very early stages of mass vaccinations, we're really trying to get as many at-risk people vaccinated as quickly as we can. And so that's why we've made the recommendation for patients who are in that 1A category or subsequent categories, if you've had COVID, to kind of wait until you are in that more of a risk category, just so we can allow other people to get vaccinated. But, you know, once you're at that, beyond that 90 days, we would strongly recommend that if you fit the profile, getting vaccinated. There's no indications at this time that you're going to have any more serious reaction to the vaccine or have any unforeseen, you know, adverse effects from it. But as I said, it's just, you know, it's as we're just trying to roll this, you know, process out. you know, again, a year into it, everyone's saying, well, where's the light?
yes.
The tunnel. And, you know, our health experts are giving us a lot of, you know, information, you know, and again, it's how you will look at that glass, half full or half empty. Everyone's trying to tie it down to a season for summer, for, you know, going back to school again next year. And the honest reality is we don't know.
Right.
You know, we can use statistics and models, but that's all based on the information you have available to put into those, you know, computations. And that information changes and mm-hmm. keeps changing. You know, we're hearing every day, you know, about different strains of COVID being discovered. And, you know, they go back to the lab and make sure that the current vaccine that's available is going to protect us from those new strains. And if not, they're making adjustments, you know, to what they're doing. So, you know, it's really hard. And, you know, we don't want to ever put a date or a time on something mm-hmm. that's only going to lead us to, you know, failure
and disappointment for people. Yes, yes.
So my thing is to stay flexible, mm-hmm. you know, with this. Continue to follow the guidelines as they roll out. You know, again, as we get back into spring and summer, I'm sure we'll see changes to, you know, dining again, and, you know, bars and different things. And, you know, we may see things get restricted again at some point. We just don't know.
Right.
You know, if a new strain shows up, we just have to be flexible and react to it. If anything is shown, you know, with all of this, is that we're resilient, you know.
Yes.
And we can react and overcome, and putting our heads together. And we came up with the vaccine in less than a year.
I mean, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Really.
Incredible. And not just one vaccine, but multiple
mm-hmm.
vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really speaks to, you know, the effort, you know, that everyone has done, you know, coming forward in this. And, you know, it's just, you know, a matter of patience. We may find that we get breaks, you know, maybe off seasons, we're not mm-hmm. masking and protecting, but during the next flu cycles that we're having to wear masks, you know, and that just becomes the next norm.
Right.
We're not really sure. But, you know, just take it, you know, a mm-hmm. day at a time. And right now we're telling us, you know, to wear masks and still mitigate. And we're really focusing on trying to get as many people vaccinated as we can.
Right, right. So some last closing words. If someone has had COVID, even lightly or with no symptoms, but they are maybe having some breathing issues or some symptom unusual to them, you're recommending that they do reach out to their primary care physician, and if needed, they can see somebody like you in pulmonology, correct?
Absolutely.
Right.
I wouldn't just, you know, push it off and say, you know, it'll get better. And it certainly could just get better.
Right.
You know, we can make, for a lot of things, we can make you feel better sooner
mm-hmm.
If we're able, you know, to intervene on that.
Right. And we still have a lot of information on our website. I know you've kind of, you know, overworked with, you know, mm-hmm. our PR department and getting the correct information out there, especially about the vaccines. There's question and answers about that, you know, that are valid answers and correct answers and medically sound answers. You know,
and
what you read on Facebook is not that, you
just
know.
Just to put out, Dr. James Cruz with
mm-hmm.
The Community Health Center has done an outstanding job with our vaccine program
mm-hmm.
and getting the education out there to folks. And, you know, again, all this, that's all valid, trusted information. Anything that has the Wayne Memorial, you know,
logo
on it, you can trust that as a valid resource.
Right, right. Because, again, it's a team.
Making.
It's a team effort through this whole thing, and it's been amazing. So Dr. McVeigh, thank you so much for, you know, updating our community mm-hmm. on, you know, kind of looking back, but looking forward into the next year and how we really still need to work as a team. This is not over, but there is some light there that kind of gives us hope
mm-hmm.
that we can, you know, with the vaccines and being healthier again. So thank you again.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And again, this is Carol Knier. Remember, if you're listening this Sunday, this coming Friday, March 5th at noon, if you have a bell, please ring it again to dedicate a moment of silence in recognition of lives lost, survivors' struggles, frontline workers who stayed on the job and on the front lines, and everyone else in our community that has supported each other, as well as the hospital and our community health centers. We thank you for all that. Again, this is Carol Kinnear. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to give me a call at 570-253-8422. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.